Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Cape Town has been looking at a whole new bunch of bylaws. We wanted to try and understand a little bit more about it. What are they and what have they been passed and what is the impact? Joining us this morning is Councillor Mzwakhe Gqabashe. A very good morning and thanks for doing so. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning to you and your viewers. I'm fine this morning.
All right, so you are the councillor for Ward 113 in Cape Town. Can you take us through some of these bylaws? Because there are effectively four areas, as far as I understand, that has now changed for the city of Cape Town.
I'm not a councillor for 112, but rather I'm just the chairperson of Safety and Security Portfolio Committee. The committee approved this bylaw in the past 2 weeks. So there are stages of approval. I must emphasize that. So it is now the portfolio committee that has approved all four bylaws. They are now going, they must go to council for final approval.
Right.
So there is no, we'll not talk about implementation stage for now. They must still go for full council. Council must approve or must disagree to approve and send them back. So they are awaiting or pending a final approval. But I must say that the impact or the expected remedies that they we are expecting them to bring as we amended most of them is that, for instance, on the Streets and Public Places bylaw, you recall that it deals with public places and streets, and it affirms that all public places must be open for each and everyone, and each and everyone should have a right, and each and everyone should abide by the rules and regulations. So, for instance, that the all persons that are choosing to get into the street, set up in on a street, on a pavement, the critics are saying that we are criminalizing. We're not criminalizing. The bylaws say that officers, authorized officers, for instance, must approach a person and ask him or give that person an alternative.
Right.
It is upon that refusal of that alternative, then there will be the first step will be a compliance notice. So a person will be issued with a compliance that please comply. You are in a very risky area. You are setting up a structure, or you are sitting in a pavement. You are sitting in a very heavy traffic road. You can be injured here, or you are sitting in the verge of a dam. Any dangerous space or public place that this person will be sitting, or you are disturbing a park. An open park that is supposed to be enjoyed by everybody. Compliance notice is issued, and so it takes away the fact that these bylaws are gruesome, especially the streets and public places and prevention of nuisance bylaw. If you go to the unlawful occupation, it is a management of settlement. So it's a new aspect that we have brought in, that informal settlements should be, there must be a program to manage them, they must be counted for, they must be given numbers, and those that have built in low-lying areas should be asked to move to a land that is prepared and suitable for human habitation. So that is different now. In favor of the people.
These bylaws are really about trying to maintain safety, security, and some form of order in the city. I mean, obviously, I understand that there is the counter argument, which is about people have a right to live somewhere, people have the right to sell goods somewhere, but actually, other people's rights count as well. And it seems to be that these bylaws are designed to try and actually maintain the integrity of the city as well as protect all of its residents.
Absolutely correct. Because the example that always pops into my mind, north south of the country, a few weeks ago, we were saying to a gentleman that he is I'm not going to mention his name, that he's not above the law. That the law must run supreme. No one is above the law. But seemingly in Cape Town, as correctly you're saying, that we were with these bylaws are trying to monitor, are trying to safeguard every person. Similarly, yeah, no one is above the law. There seems to be a narrative that says that if you are poor, you must be allowed to do as you wish. You must sleep in front of a shop.
Right,
you must
right.
knock in a bank and set up a mattress in the floor of the bank because you are poor. Certain rules must apply to you. It cannot work that way.
Right.
So the bylaws really are trying to safeguard. The bylaws are executing the constitutional responsibility of local government. If you look at the constitution, it says local government is responsible for a safer environment, Section 152D of the Constitution. So we're doing that. We're creating a safer environment for the city and the entire jurisdiction, for safeguarding the very same people that are setting up and setting up shacks or are sleeping on the street where it's not safe for themselves and other persons. So there must be a regulator. There has been a regulator. It can't be. We can't open for chaos. Then it will be really undesirable, a city, if we can do that.
Mm.
So as opposed to our critics or to our opponents, these bylaws amendments are necessary so that we can live better, hand in hand, everybody, each one. There is no one above the law. There is no one that must be allowed to do wrong things. And the unlawfulness has always been there. There are national legislations that describes what is unlawful, that describes what is unbecoming conduct, like the Criminal Procedure Act of 1977. The arrest has been there for years. So there is, after compliance notice, there is a fine to a certain extent if you commit crimes. But if you are given a fine, it's not closed there. You are given a date to go to court. So there is a remedy.
It's so interesting.
You go to court and explain. You go to court and explain why did you commit crime. And then a sober judge or magistrate must sit. There is a presiding officer. So those are all steps of law. Those are all remedies that are there in law. Mm. There is not something new in Cape Town.
It's so interesting. I'm sorry, I just need to stop you there because we are running out of time. But what's fascinating to me is that there's almost the need to apologize for maintaining the integrity of a city. And I find it absolutely incredible that that's the age. I think it's probably a global problem, not just a South Africa problem, that in 2021 we need to be apologetic about trying to protect everybody's rights. I do need to end it there. And certainly sounds like a courageous move forward. And I hope that it goes ahead as it should. That was a councillor, Mkhwaze Kabashe, talking to us from Cape Town.